well, Daniel, one of our favorites, Rick Sinnott, with us right here in the studio this morning. And the two of you, boy, I want to tell you,
well,
I got to stay home and do this and just think about it.
We're all excited about our trip, and Rick, of course, is seated in our Touch Points Rehab interview chair. And, Rick, one of the things I'm hearing about our Viking River cruise is the dates. People want to know, repeat the dates. So why don't we start right there?
Sure, Dan. We're going October 6th to October 14th of 2018. And everybody is saying, why do you have to book so far in advance? Well, they sell out up to 2 years in advance. There's only 195 people on the ship, so they really sell out that far in advance.
Now, also, you, and this is the wonderful thing that you have done all these years, Rick, when you've been doing these trips with us, is you get a special deal for a few weeks, and this is why people should get their tickets now.
Exactly, Brad. Thank you, actually. We are getting the airfare for $295. Now, Viking, you know, you can't even go to Florida for $295. Viking could pull that special. That's why we're urging people to put a deposit that locks in the price.
And again, how do the deposits work? Because I'm hearing that from people.
Well, to secure a cabin, you need to put just $500 per person. And then June 15th, we'll need another $500 per person. And the balance is not due until 2018, April of 2018. And if you should have to cancel, you get everything back except for $100. And that is an administrative fee that Viking does charge. So it's not a terrible financial loss. You know, coming closer to the sailing time, the penalties, you know, do get more stringent. And that's when we offer travel insurance.
Right.
It's well worth it, too.
You know, the thing that just every time I see the numbers, Rick, America's greatest burial ground,
where we're going to visit, yes.
10,000 Allied graves.
Yes, right. Just
oh, my
10,
God, 000. You'll never forget it.
It's a game changer for life. Mm-hmm. You know, but everyone's saying, I want to go on the cruise to Normandy. Well, there is five other destinations we're going to. Awesomely beautiful.
Wow.
Paris, Givenchy, Rouen, you know, they're just as beautiful. But you're right, Brad. When you go to the cemetery, you're touched for life. It is so beautiful, and it's so rewarding to know you've been there. Dan, there's 12 people that have been on this cruise before, re-signed up.
Really?
And,
that have gone before?
Have gone on this same cruise, and they're going again.
How about that?
Wow, that's fabulous.
You know, we all know it's because Dan's gone.
Yeah.
But it doesn't hurt to have a beautiful
You're going to sell it out, no doubt about it.
Well,
and you should.
And people, that's why they need to make their decision sooner rather than later. But, Rick, one of the questions I'm getting is the dress. Women want to know what they need to pack. Men want to know what they need to pack. What is the dress on this cruise ship?
Okay, good question, Dan. Dress is very casual for this cruise. Jeans are acceptable in the dining room for breakfast and lunch and touring times. At nighttime, they request you do not wear jeans. You know, a pair of pants, trousers, slacks for the woman. One night they have a special, a special dinner, they call it. And you don't have to get dressed up, but I did notice about 40%, maybe 35% of the gentlemen wear a sport coat. Absolutely not required, but if you want to, some people like to get dressed up. And, it is very, very casual. Shorts during the day on tours, jeans, good sneakers. The tours are incredible. Every day we stop, there's a tour included, and it's phenomenal. I call them the red coats. Vikings jackets are all red. They have two people in front, two people in the back, and they really hurt us up really good. And we have headsets, so we don't miss a thing. So, again, when those gentlemen, you know, stray off to do some window shopping, they're going to hear everything that the guide is talking about.
You know what fascinates me about all the information, and I wanted to ask you this last time, but I forgot it. Monet's Mansion now, and the world-famous gardens. What What does this look like? And again, how long does something like this take? This has got to be absolutely magnificent.
Exactly. We are there for most of the day touring, but Monet's mansion and his gardens is probably about a 3 to 4 hour tour.
Really?
Wow. Yes.
Oh, that's great.
Very leisurely paced. You know, there's slow groups. You could join a slow group. I think that's what I'm going to get in. And they see just as much, but they do it at a much slower pace. There was something. Last time I was on the trip to Normandy, there was a gentleman in a wheelchair. And boy, those redcoats, they really took care of him. And he didn't miss a thing on the tours. He was in a wheelchair, but he wanted to go on the trip. And they are amazing what they do.
And it's all
people.
That art, too.
Oh,
can you
many
imagine?
Of his famous paintings are still in, hanging
they
in
are.
The house.
Oh, wow.
And we get to tour that. The gardens are undescribable. It's acres and acres. There's like a moat going all through the land with water on the side of it. And all the flowers and the trees, it's spectacular. It should be a UNESCO site.
Now, people can pay some up front. How does that work?
Oh, sure. Just to secure the cabin and guarantee the price, they just put down $500 per person. And then in June, another $500. And the payment's not due closer to sailing time in 2018 for the final payment. And that's one price for everything, leaving from our backyards and Windsor, Cromwell, and Waterbury, and the flight. The flight is subject to change, though. So far, so good at $295 round trip, and that's all included in the price. But the, you know, we urge in people. The phones literally are ringing off the wall.
Well, that's good to hear. Now, yes. One of the questions I'm getting, Rick, is what is the weather like in France that time of year, early October, in this case, October of 2018?
Okay, it should be a little easier to give you the 6 winning lotto numbers for tonight, tomorrow night, but I'll take to do my best on the weather. It's similar to our weather. Actually, it's such a beautiful time to be on this, the barge in through France, because they actually have some foliage, a little changing of the season there. So it should be, you know, just about our temperature, hopefully a little
60s,
warmer.
60s, maybe 70s,
yes.
Yeah, okay.
Good touring weather, and you just sit on the deck, and the Seine is a UNESCO site because it's so beautiful with all the chateaus and, you know, all the beautiful villas along the way. The most beautiful part is just sitting on the deck, top deck, and just looking at the mountains, the vineyards, the beautiful, beautiful chateaus. And you can see land on both sides, and you really don't even know you're moving.
Wow.
So it's that awesome.
Who? How many are you actually taking with you?
Well, we could get 48 if we sell it out, you know, quickly. But you know, we could get more if people sign up, and everybody is signing up.
Well, that's
it's really
great.
Going great.
Yeah. One of the questions I'm getting again, and it goes back. So some of the women going on the cruise want to know about packing dresses versus slacks. You mentioned that that night where people get dressed up a bit more for dinner. What should the women be packing?
It's really their choice. They could wear a dress, and many women wear slacks and a nice blouse for dinners. Very casual. Just not jeans at dinner. But during the day, shorts for the dining tables are fine, and jeans are fine, because we're touring and everything of that nature. But at night, slacks or a dress, you know, is fine.
Now, you know, Dad, you know very well. And
don't
I'll
get
make
me in
a
trouble.
Prediction. No, no.
Again.
But I'll tell you something. The women that go on this trip, okay, our listeners, you know how they dress.
Well,
we've done
absolutely.
These before. I remember when I went to Poland. I mean,
but there is a difference between the packing for this kind of a cruise ship versus the bigger cruise ships we've gone on when we go to the Caribbean, right?
So exactly.
Because people need to know.
This is definitely more casual.
Right.
But you can get dressed up as nice as you want.
All right, Rick Sennett joining us in studio, Brad, as we talk about our trip to France on the Viking River cruise. In fact, the ship itself is the Viking Rolf. And Rick, when we come back from our break, we're going to talk about that cruise ship. You've been on 6 of the river cruise ships?
6 Viking cruises, Dan.
Wow, 6 Viking cruises.
Okay, and I want to find out also for our listeners that are going about the food.
Oh, yes. That I love to talk about.
Okay.
While I have the chance, Brad, before we go to our Your Money Now report, let me give that telephone number if people want to go on the cruise or want more information. The number to call Senate Travel is 877-237-9666. 877-237-9666. I'll read that number one more time. 877-237-9666. 66. Easy number to remember, by the way.
Absolutely. And, boy, I'll tell you, what a cruise this is going to be. It's just like a movie. Really.
Well, I can't wait.
Like a movie.
Yeah. October 6th to October 14th, 2018.
Okay. Daniel, let's get back. Let me just ask the question I've been dying to ask you. What about the food? What kind of food do they serve?
Well, Brad, the food is definitely very different than your basic big boat Royal Caribbean-type cruise. It's all gourmet food, and the presentation is absolutely phenomenal. A lot of our listeners have been on, 13 cruises with us?
That's right, yeah.
And quite frankly, the big boat cruises, the food is going downhill. This is something totally, totally different. It's all types of different cuisine is on board. And you have naturally many choices, but the presentation and the quality is something like I've never seen before in any resort and or cruise ship. So the food is excellent.
Wow. Now, we're going to have, we're going to eat on the ship every day dinner. Well, what's the itinerary like?
Okay, every day we do eat dinner on the ship. And then we're going to have two lunches, like when we go to Normandy. And another stop, we'll eat in local restaurants, but it's all included. And on the ship, lunch and dinner, you get wine and beer with your meals. They're not in your pocket like, you know, the bigger boat cruises. And the food is excellent. The ship is absolutely beautiful. Very casual, relaxed. The best thing to do is to go up to the top deck. There's only three decks. And it's all opened with beautiful lounge chairs.
Wow.
And just enjoy both sides of the river. You really don't even know you're moving. When they say barging through France, they mean just floating through France.
Wow.
It's a great, great, relaxing, beautiful experience.
You won't want to come back.
I might not want to.
And there's tickets one way. That's why it's $295.
By the way, if people want to stay in touch with the outside world, there is Wi-Fi on board. Is that correct?
Oh, yes. Like the big boats, there's no charge, totally free, and... you know, there again, if you see a nice $3 bottle of French wine in port, pick it up, bring it up to the top deck, share it, enjoy it. It's nothing like, you know, the Royal Caribbean where they're searching you for liquor.
Oh, really? So you can... Oh, that's fun.
And then,
phenomenal.
And the $3 French wines are the best wines, to be honest with you.
Wow.
It's a total different experience.
Sure.
These people know your name, your nickname, mostly about you. By Tuesday.
Oh,
it's a really different experience.
Now, why don't you give the telephone number again, Dan?
Okay, the number to call is 877-237-9666. 877-237-9666. Starting prices at $34.49 per person, double occupancy. And, Rick, I know that if one person wants to go, but they don't have someone to share a room with, that you'll match up people. Is that right?
We'll do our best. We've done it a couple times already, and quite frankly, there's about six people that, you know, just paid the extra. They didn't want that. But we have done it, you know, and we will continue to try to do it if you need them. The price is very, very reasonable because it's all-inclusive. Each time you go on a tour with, like, Royal Caribbean or Holland, you're into your pocket for $100 for the tour or more. These are all included. And there's no restaurants where the surcharge is on board the ship. Literally, you know, you just pay your gratuities when you get off, and they're well, well deserved.
And just go over that again. You pay something up front, and so it's not all in one lump sum either.
Right. The deposit is $500. The second deposit is in June is another $500 per person, and the balance is due closer to cruise time. It's in April of 2018.
Now, the cabins. Talk about the cabins. Describe that for our audience.
The cabins are not like, you know, your big boat cruises. They're very, very stately. They're all pretty much teak wood, and it's a bright, bright teak wood, nice and light and airy. And there's three different type of cabins, depending upon which floor and how big and, you know, what kind of a veranda or sliding glass doors. So we have all that, you know, that we could review with everybody. But the ship is only a year old. It's absolutely beautiful. It's so light and airy. And, you know, you're never 2 minutes away from your cabin. That's the beauty of having a small ship.
And one of the things I hear about the river cruises, and this is not a put down of the cruises we take elsewhere, because I love all cruises. You know me. Mm. The big ship, but some people don't like to be on a big ship where there's thousands of passengers. They would prefer a smaller ship, and that's what this is all about, correct?
Exactly. We were on the Oasis, which held 5,400 passengers.
Wow.
This is 195. And it's a total great, great
wow.
experience.
That's something.
Yeah, that really is.
And, you know, we'll be, you know, half the fun is right on the ship itself. Just the beauty of the Seine River. It's the only river that I know that UNESCO designated as a National Heritage Site. Mm. And you're just floating along and looking at the most beautiful scenery you'll ever see. That's, you know, and the destinations are beautiful, too, that we're going to.
Dan, why don't you give those telephone numbers again?
Before we wrap up our interview, again, the number to call is 877-237-9666, 877-237-9666. We have about 15 seconds left. Anything else you'd like to add, Rick?
I need 2 hours. But one thing I didn't, if you want everyone on to go on Panama Canal cruise, the ship descends 83 feet going through the three locks in Panama. We're going to be going through seven locks. And our ship will descend a lot more than 83 feet. It's a great, it's a beautiful experience.
Wow.
So now you don't have to go to Panama if you go to the Seine River.
Awesome.
And they're going to go.
Yep.
They're calling already.
Yeah,
okay,
great.
Coming up to 8 o'clock in the morning, and we will be back.
Thanks,
more to
Rick.
Come. Stay with us on this Thursday morning.